welcome back to the Willie's Experience Podcast Trivia Edition. We have not done trivia in a few weeks, so we are out here with Michael Pena. Michael, thank you for coming on with me and hanging through our trivia challenge.
Thanks for having me, Will.
All right, so here we go. It's been a while, so we'll have to refresh the rules for everyone. Remember, there are 200 points, not 200 questions. This isn't that long of a podcast, but there are 200 points. The first 10 are trivial, are current events. So we'll have current events questions. Of course, the great joke of all the current events questions is it's usually 3 days after we do this podcast that the trivia podcast actually goes up. So basically, this is events from 3 days ago. So that's how current we are. So 5 points apiece for each of these 10 questions. The minimum score all time, by the way, is 87 points. Now, I used to never say the name of this person.
Jeez.
I used to never say the name of this person because I didn't want to embarrass him. I'm going to say it once just because we haven't done a trivia in a while. So Vice's Aaron Gordon, 87 points. If you can be – I will not mention his name again for until someone defeats him. And, hey, Michael, maybe it's you, but I doubt it. And the all-time winner, by the way, the all-time best score is Frank Schwab and Matt Brown, both at 179. That's a pretty tough one, so don't kill yourself. You don't get that. There we go. On the board. Toss up question number one. There are currently 5 undefeated teams in the NFL. Name 3.
Carolina Panthers, New England Patriots, and the Cincinnati Bengals.
That's correct. Ding, 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 ding. That's correct for 5 points. There are no more bells. I'm sorry I don't have the bell. I'm on the road. I didn't pack the bell. So I'm just going to say correct, and you'll have to imagine the bell in your minds. 5 points. That's correct. Question number two. What Houston Texans running back tore his Achilles and will miss the rest of the regular season?
Aaron Foster.
That's correct for 5 points. Question number three. When was the last year that either the Mets or the Royals won the World Series?
1986.
That is correct for 5 points. Question number four. Who is number one in Ken Pomeroy's preseason college basketball rankings?
The University of North Carolina.
That is incorrect. Duke. Duke is number one. Question number five.
Duke, wow.
I know. North Carolina's like 7, though I think that'll probably change. The preseason rankings are weird for Pomeroy, which he admits. All right, question number five. Who, in the wake of the death of Flip Saunders, is the interim coach of the Minnesota Timberwolves?
Sam Mitchell.
Correct, for 5 points. Question number six. Who is the longest current serving NBA head coach?
Greg Popovich.
Correct, for 5 points. Question number seven. Who is second?
Eric Spoelstra?
Correct for 5 points. That is very impressive. I did not think you would get that one. Question number eight. Kobe Bryant has the most points of any active player. Who has the second most?
Kevin Garnett?
That is incorrect. Dirk Nowitzki. Dirk Nowitzki is number
nine. Ah, Dirk.
Dirk. Dirk is circus. Question number nine. Who is the active career leader in rebounds?
Kevin Garnett.
That is incorrect. Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan. Just barely ahead of Garnett on that one. And question number 10.
I'm just gonna answer Kevin Garnett.
Okay. Well, hopefully not on this one. Who is the active last toss up. Who is the active career leader in assists?
Andre Miller?
That is correct for 5 points. Excellent pull. Excellent pull on that one. All right, so that's five. So you got a total of 7 questions correct for 35 points. Next, we go up to topical. I give one overarching question, and you give me the answer to each of the 10 questions, also worth 5 points. For example, if I said name the coach of the following NBA teams, and then each of the correct answers would be worth 5 points. But that would be too easy for you, Michael. So we're going to go with give me the all-time NBA basketball reference win shares leader for each of the following teams. Okay? Whoever is the all-time win shares leader for those teams. Mm-hmm. These are obviously win shares while they played for that team. So it's not like It's not like, you know, if someone played for 15 teams and had an incredible career, they have the best one for all of those teams. You understand? So, question number one. Yep. The all-time win shares leader for the Chicago Bulls.
Michael Jordan.
That's correct for 5 points. Hope you got that one. Number two, Boston Celtics.
Larry Bird.
That is incorrect. It is Bill Russell. It is, in fact, Bill Russell. Question number three, the Los Angeles Lakers.
That is going... Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bryant. That's correct for 5 points. Question number four, Denver Nuggets.
I'm just going to say Carmelo. I know that's not the right answer.
That is incorrect. Dan Issel. Question number five, the Portland Trailblazers.
Clyde Drexler?
That is correct for 5 points. Question number six, the Indiana Pacers.
Reggie Miller?
That is correct for 5 points. Question number seven, also lots of announcing win shares for Reggie Miller. It's shocking how bad he is. Like, it's weird how bad he is. Because, you know, it's funny. I watched the 30 for 30 on Winning Time, and he's so funny, and he's so charming, and he's so great. And then he's so, like, he loves trolling everybody. He's so entertaining. And now he's on, and he's just such a terrible broadcaster. It's kind of shocking. All right, question number seven, Orlando Magic.
Dwight Howard.
That is correct for 5 points. Question number eight, the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Please, God. Kevin Garnett.
That is correct. Though it is worth noting, it is possible that he may actually reduce that total in coming years, though probably not enough for anyone to catch him. Question number nine, the Atlanta Hawks.
Dominique Wilkins.
That is incorrect. Bob Pettit.
And, oh, wow.
I know. From the St. Louis Hawks days. And question number 10, the Detroit Pistons.
There's an obvious answer here, but I'm going with a not obvious answer. I think it's Joe Dumars.
Okay, that is incorrect, but don't worry because the obvious answer is also wrong. It is not Isaiah Thomas. It is not Joe Dumars. It is, in fact, Bill Laimbeer.
Oh, my goodness.
I know, right?
Like, what is that?
Isaiah is like six. Dumars is second. Isaiah is like six. I was flabbergasted. I feel like I no longer trust the statistic. All right. Now, so you got six correct for 30 points. You're at 65. You're well. You're not going to finish last, so don't worry. All right. Next, we go to the team nicknames. I give you the name of a team. If I were, for example, to say the Michigan College football team and Batman's and women's basketball teams, for 10 points, you would say, if you knew the answer, which is Wolverines, you would say Wolverines. If you did not know the answer, for 5 points, you could ask for a hint. I would tell you the name of the arena and or stadium they play in and the name of the mascot. But you do not get, you know, if you guess wrong initially, you don't get the hint. You just don't get any points.
Got it.
All right. Question number one, the Fort Wayne D-League team.
Mad Ants?
That is correct for 10 points. The Fort Wayne Mad Ants, they play at the Allen County War Museum, and their mascot is the Mad Ant, or as longtime Deadspin readers and fans of J.E. Skeets know, he is in fact Nightmare Ant. Question number two, the Iowa D-League team.
Cyclones.
That is incorrect.
No!
Incorrect.
They
are the Energy. They are the Energy. They play at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. And then I love when mascots have names like this that are slightly related to the team name. Their mascot's name is Surge.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, so no points there. Question number three, the Massachusetts Lowell men's and women's college basketball teams. And remember, you can ask for a hint if you have no idea.
I'm going to need a hint.
They play at the Costello Athletic Center, and their mascot is Rowdy the Riverhawk.
I'm just going to say the Spinners, and I know that is not correct.
That is incorrect. They are, in fact, the Riverhawks. They are the Riverhawks.
That's oh, wow. Okay.
The hint comes in handy. But all right, question number four, the Cal State Northridge men's and women's basketball, college basketball teams.
Hint, please.
They play at the Matadome, and their mascot is Maddie the Matador.
Are they the Matadors?
They better be, after all that. That is correct for 5 points. The Matadome. I kind of want to go there. And question number five, the Indiana WNBA team.
Oh, my goodness. I am so embarrassed that I don't know this.
You can ask for a hint. You can ask for a hint. That could be helpful.
All right. You know, yeah, I'll do it. I have something in my head, but I want the hint.
Okay. They play at Conseco Fieldhouse, obviously, and their mascot's name is Freddy Fever.
I knew it. The Fever. That is correct. Knew it.
That's correct for 5 points. Okay, so that's five. You get 20 points out of that. You have a total of 85 going into Outbursts. With Outbursts, what we do, we put 1 minute on the clock. I give you a – it's like Family Feud played really fast. You get 1 minute on the clock. You have that much time to say as many answers as you can under a certain category. If, for example, I said, name me the name of the apostles, you would have 1 minute to give me as many apostles as possible. There are, in fact, no apostles-related trivia in today's contest.
Great.
So there are wrong answers, but you are not penalized for your wrong answers. So just go ahead and shout out whatever you wish. So 1 minute on the clock. We're getting back. We're going back to the Win Shares Well. Give me the top 10 players, actually 11, because there was a tie for 11th. Give me the top 10 players in win shares in the NBA last year. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Steph Curry, LeBron yes. James.
Yes.
James Harden.
Yes.
Russell Westbrook.
Yes.
Oh my goodness, my brain. John Wall?
No.
DeMarcus Cousins?
No.
Al Horford?
No.
Paul Millsap? LaMarcus no. Aldridge?
Aldridge, no. Millsap, no.
Damian Lillard?
Yes.
Blake Griffin?
No.
Chris Paul?
10 seconds, yes.
Jimmy Butler?
Yes.
Anthony Davis?
Yes. Roll at the end. And time. But you got eight. You got eight. Nothing to be ashamed of there. You got Steph Curry, LeBron James, James Harden, Russell Westbrook, Damian Lillard, Chris Paul, Jimmy Butler, Anthony Davis. The three that I guess you missed were Kyrie Irving, Pau Gasol, and DeAndre Jordan. DeAndre Jordan. So you got eight. All right. 1 minute on the clock. Give me the 10 teams who with the longest current playoff droughts. The 10 teams that have gone the longest
in the NBA.
In the NBA, they've gone the longest without making the playoffs. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Minnesota Timberwolves.
Yes.
Philadelphia 76ers.
Yes.
Detroit Pistons.
Yes.
Los Angeles Lakers?
Yes.
Orlando Magic?
Yes.
Phoenix Suns?
Yes.
Sacramento Kings?
Yes.
Utah Jazz?
Yes. You have eight.
Eight.
And you have 10 seconds.
New York Knicks?
Yes. One more. And time. You got 9. Well done. You got the Minnesota Timberwolves, Philadelphia 76ers, Detroit Pistons, Los Angeles Lakers, Orlando Magic, Phoenix Suns, Sacramento Kings, Utah Jazz, and New York Knicks. The only one you missed, the Denver Nuggets. The Denver Nuggets, which means it's literally only 2 years. That is actually the number, which I think puts Minnesota's 11-year drought into that much more of a kind of an amazing number. So, all right, now we have next one. That's a logical place to go. 1 minute on the clock, 13 coaches, 13 individuals. These all individuals happen to be men. 13 men have won 2 or more NBA titles as head coach. Name, I guess, 10. Name 10 of them. There are 13 people who have done it. 1 minute on the clock, go.
Eric Spoelstra.
Yes.
Red Auerbach.
Yes.
Phil Jackson.
Yes.
Greg Popovich.
Yes.
Pat Riley.
Yes.
Casey Jones.
Yes.
This is a toughie.
Yeah, I'm a wily bastard.
Chuck Daly?
Yes. You have 7. 10 seconds.
Red Holtzman?
Yes. And time at the buzzer. You got 8. Well done. You got Eric Spoelstra, Red Auerbach, Phil Jackson, Greg Popovich, Pat Riley, Casey Jones, Chuck Daly, and Red Holtzman. You missed Alex Hannum, John Kundla, and Bill Russell.
Oh, my goodness.
And the one you may kick yourself over, Rudy Tomjanovich.
I'm not going to let my dad listen to this podcast after missing Bill Russell twice.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, listen. It's don't pay attention to dad. They don't know what they're talking about. All right, 1 minute on the clock. List me, and I'm going to make you either give me the name or the closest associated name. You can't just say the name of the team. You have to give me at least a recognized name. If it's not the exact awful corporate sponsorship of it, that's okay. But give me the 10 oldest NBA arenas. The 10 oldest NBA arenas. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Madison Square Garden.
Yes.
Staples Center?
No.
Uh-oh.
That's only 50 seconds to go.
American Airlines Arena?
No.
United Airways Arena?
No, I don't think that is an arena.
Probably not. Wells Fargo Center?
Wells Fargo Center. Where is that? What's
Philadelphia?
No.
The TD Garden?
No.
Sleep Train Arena?
Sleep Train Arena, yes. That's not the one I would have thought you got, but yes, the Sleep Train Arena. You have 10 seconds.
The Toyota Center?
No. And time. So you got 2. That's a tough one to be questioned, to be clear. You got 2. Madison Square Garden, Sleep Train Arena. Now, there will be some debate among listeners and the judges, if there were, in fact, judges. I am the judge, jury, and executioner of this podcast. But if there were, in fact, judges, they might want to give you United Airlines Arena for the United Center in Chicago. I feel like because if you just said United Airlines Center, I might have given it to you, though that would have sounded awkward. I don't know if I can give it to you in this United Airlines Arena because the United Center.
No, I don't even
want
it.
Yeah, it's a generally accepted name, I think. But here are the other ones you missed. The BMO Harris Bradley Center in Milwaukee. Energy Solutions Arena in Utah. The oldest arena is, in fact, Oracle Arena in Oakland. The Palace of Auburn Hills in Detroit. Quicken Loans Arena, often known as the Q, basically known as the Q. This is the one name I would have totally forgiven you not getting right. The Talking Stick Resort Arena in Phoenix, which I think is on its like third name in 3 years. And and then the Target Center in Minnesota. So you got two. That's a tough one. That's a tough one.
Okay, that was a toughie.
So that was definitely a tough one. So 10, 7, you're 27 added to your 85 with one more to go. You have 112. But before we go to the last one, this puts you in the annals of history. One behind Anthony Kestrovitz, three behind Alex Wong, four behind Doug Farrar and Tommy Craggs, five behind Lindsey Jones. And you just passed Shane Ryan and Tom Ziller. So suck it, Ziller. All right, last question. One minute on the clock. 10 questions on the board. Give me the last 10 human beings. Again, all men. The last 10 human beings to win the NBA MVP. If they won more than one, they do not count twice. They only count once. The last 10 people to actually do it. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
LeBron James.
Yes.
Derrick Rose.
Yes.
Kobe Bryant.
Yes.
Steph Curry.
Yes.
Kevin Durant.
Yes.
Shaquille O'Neal?
No. You have 10 seconds.
Dwight Howard?
No.
Tim Duncan?
Yes. And time. You got six. You got six. You got LeBron James, Derrick Rose, Kobe Bryant, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, and Tim Duncan. That gives you 118 total. The ones you missed, Kevin Garnett.
Oh, man.
Allen Iverson. Steve Nash.
Oh, how did I miss Steve?
And Dirk Nowitzki. So you end up with a total of 118, which is nothing to be ashamed of. Not that there is a number that is to be ashamed of, except for maybe Aaron Gordon's number. But we're not going to mention his name again on the podcast. All right, Michael, thank you for playing along with me. I hope you had fun. I hope everybody enjoyed the most fun part of the trivia podcast, which is people yelling at their phones. So, Michael, thank you very much for playing along. I had a blast with you. And everyone, make sure to keep reading Michael's work on Sports North and follow him on Twitter at MICHAELVPINA. Michael, thanks for playing along with me.
Thanks so much, Will.
All right. So, this is the Will Experience Podcast. Music is by the Sundogs. Please rate and review us on iTunes. Have a wonderful week. I'm back in the World Series all week. I will be we'll be doing another podcast event with Allison Footer next week. But keep reading all the work for Sports on Earth. We're having a blast. Be safe out there. Bye, I guess.